Today is Friday, the 8th of May, 2026. We are thankful for your presence. Our prayer team this morning is Reverend Kimball and Michelle. And before I turn the call to Reverend Kimball, we want to add Caprice, who's having a biopsy today at 3 o'clock. And we are praying for the results to be negative and normal. Reverend Kimball.
Good morning. Our minute with the Master today comes from Philippians 4 and 6. And it reads, "Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all that he has done. Admiration and applause. Pay tribute to, speak highly of, magnify, glorify, and commend. These are just a few of the words and phrases that come to mind when I think about our Heavenly Father and all that he has done for me. He has poured amazing blessings into my life, and the blessings that have impacted me the most usually came through failure, despair, and hopelessness. When I was down to my last dime, when my mom passed away, and I almost fell into depression, when I was waiting on test results from the doctor, while struggling to get my business out of the red, and just after becoming detached from my church family and fighting with my biological family, God took care of me. Through each and every one of these situations, God has blessed me and taught me the true meaning of exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could ask or think. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 16 says, always be joyful, never stop praying, be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. Be thankful in all circumstances. Now, there is something wonderful about your praise and thanksgiving to God. It can calm our worries and escalate our praise. And if you're down and in despair and you need an immediate infusion of God's presence, give him some praise. Even when you don't feel like you have anything to praise God for, praise him for your for what you expect or need to happen. Praise him for that new job right now. Praise him for mending your broken relationships right now. Praise him for patience. Praise him for healing. Praise him for fixing your finances right now. Praise him for whatever it is you need, and it will set your spirit free. King David understood the correlation between pain and praise, and he penned Psalm 34 in response. He says, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears." Praise creates a positive attitude because it forces us to shift our focus to God rather than on our situation. So here is the encouragement for today, and it comes from a song that I used to love to sing. When praises go up, the blessings come down. If things are good for you this morning, give God the praise. If you find yourself right in the middle of a struggle or a rough patch, praise your expectations and God will meet you in your praise. God loves our praise because it lets him know that we are still holding on. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all that he has done. Give God all the glory. Have a blessed and praise-filled Friday.
Thank you, Reverend Kimball. Good morning, everyone, on this fabulous, faithful Friday. Our prayer petitions for the day are as follows. Philip Parker, Carolyn Godfrey's brother. He is having surgery this morning to remove an overactive thyroid gland. We are praying for the surgeon and medical team to operate with perfection, for a successful procedure and favorable results, and for Philip to be healed without complications. The family and co-workers of Jeff, age 66, from Callahan, Florida. He reported to work Wednesday and left early, not feeling well. He died that night. We are praying for the Lord to cover his family and co-workers with his deepest compassion and give them strength. Cynthia A., We petition the Lord to meet her at her point of spiritual need and make her whole. Judy, Ann S., and all those who need to be delivered from the grips of the enemy, we ask God to break strongholds and unhealthy soul ties, cover them with his protection, and strengthen them with his power. Young married couples, we pray for the Lord to help them balance marriage, work, and parenting responsibilities. All those who are remembering deceased loved ones, we pray you finally recall the good times, gain strength and joy from the memories, and are uplifted by the legacy left behind. Disobedient children, we ask God to give them a heart of obedience, a mind of purpose, and the will to make their lives count. All those traveling today and this weekend, we ask God to protect you during your trip, overflow you with an abundance of resources, and guide you along the way. Everyone on the call, we pray for you to keep your eyes on Jesus and rest in his word. We pray you remain in faith, believing that God gets the final word in all things. We lift those in need of salvation, restoration, and healing, and we cover the Prince Ministries, intercessors, prayer readers, and daily callers with protection and spiritual strength. We pray for justice, for an end to racial disparity, and for wisdom and compassion for our president to lead all people well. We pray for an end to Russian hostility in Ukraine and peace, and for peace, stability, and protection for those affected by the conflict and unrest in Iran and all war-torn regions. May those impacted be comforted, strengthened, and given hope. We ask for protection over our children and senior citizens, deliverance for those struggling with their identity, and safety and healing for victims of domestic abuse. We pray for safe neighborhoods, secure schools, and for wisdom to guide all those who educate and guide our children. I thank you this morning, and I wish each and every one of you a God-blessed day.
Thank you, Michelle. Let us pray. You did not create us to worry. God, you did not create us to fear. But you created us to worship daily. So allow us to leave our praise right here. Our hands are raised because we surrender. Your will is what's best for us all. I worship you because you're Jehovah Jireh. We bow before the King of Kings. Most Heavenly Father, most wonderful and high God, we come before you this morning in the name of Jesus and through the power of the Holy Spirit, Father, once again, to lift our hearts to and our praises to you right now today, Father, because we know that you're an awesome and a wonderful God. We know that it's only because your love, your kindness, your grace, and your mercy that we have another opportunity to come together, Father, to lift you up and to seek your face this morning. So we praise you right now in this moment, Father. We glorify you today, Father, because we know that you're with us. It's only because you've been with us and because you've kept us that we've made it this far. And so we praise you today, Father. We glorify you and we tell you thank you for all that you have done in our lives, Father. But also as we come praising you and thanking you, Father, we know that we have a life ahead of us, Father, a life that you've created for us, a life that you've given us to live abundantly and greatly, Father, so that we can glorify you, and not only for ourselves, Father, so that others around us can see you working in our lives and know that you're real and that you're right and that you're relevant, Father. Give us the opportunity today, Father, to let somebody know that Jesus Christ is the one who they need in their lives right now, Father, that Jesus Christ is the one who saves us and redeems us and delivers us, Father, and allow us to speak a word of hope and joy and peace and power to somebody today today, Father, so that they can ask, what must I do to be saved, Father? Then give us everything that we need, the love, the joy, and the compassion, Father, to deliver the gospel to them right now today, Father, so that they can receive Jesus Christ in their lives and so that their lives can be renewed and rejuvenated and be turned around, Father, right now. We can give them the things that they need right now today with it is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the one who delivers us. Jesus Christ is the one who gives us the hope right under, and it's through him that we have been saved, sanctified, and delivered. And we can stand and we can sit and we can come to you today, Father, because when we have Jesus Christ and we've accepted him, Father, we know that we can come boldly before the throne and ask you all things, knowing that you hear us, Father. For your word tells us that when you hear us and we're praying according to your will, that we know that we have everything right now today according to your will for our lives. And Father, so we're asking you to show us and teach us your will. Father, we're asking you to give us understanding, Father, to know what it is you would have us to do, Father, to know what it is you to where it is you would have us to go, Father, to do all the things you would have us to do, because it's only when we're living according to your will for our life that everything seems right, that our spirit is together, Father, that our hearts are together and our minds are focused on you. We need you right now, Father, in a wonderful and a mighty way to touch those today who need a blessing from you, Father, who are waiting for the answers from the doctors, Father. Allow the prognosis to be good, because we know that you're a healer right now in these moments, Father. For those who need an experience with you right now today, Father, meet them right where they are. Touch them with their down in the muck and the miry clay, if they're even on the mountaintop thinking that they don't need you, Father. Allow them to have an experience right now that overwhelms their life and allows them to know that God is real and Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life right now today, Father. For those children out there, Father, who need to have an experience with you, touch them when, even on the school buses this morning, Father, in the school yard today, in the classroom today, Father, allow them to feel your presence and know that you're a wonderful and an awesome and an ever-present God. Oh, Father, we thank you right now. Allow us to receive those blessings and the words today that we need in order to give us a little push to allow us to move just a little bit further, to keep on moving and to keep on going strong for you. Oh, Father, we thank you for just being a mighty God. And we need your presence and we need your strength and we need your power right now today. Oh, Father, lead us where you have us to go. Empower us where we need us to be empowered and allow us to speak life into each and every situation when we walk into rooms today. Oh, Father, we thank you for all that you've done. And as always, Father, as we step out into the world, wherever we may be today, Father, in our homes, in our communities, and in our city, Father, allow your strength, your power, your peace, and compassion to overwhelm us so that we can do everything today, so we can do everything on this wonderful Friday that our faith will prompt us to do. Oh, Father, we thank you for this moment. It's in the wonderful, loving, and saving name of Jesus Christ we pray and ask all these blessings. In his name, and in his name alone we pray, amen, and thank you, God.
Amen, thank you, God, and thank you, Reverend Kimball. We pray for the Lord to go before you and flip some things in your favor today. We will meet again tomorrow at the same time. This concludes our time together on this Friday morning. Goodbye.